So we have our friends, our neighbors who came to the mosque open house in Al-Aqsa Plainfield Mosque, and we just want to get their feedback, you know, after they came here, met the Muslims, ate the food, and especially listened to the presentation. What is your feedback? What are you taking back home with you?
I think the most important thing I'm taking back is separating culture from Islam. That so many things are an influence of the culture rather than the scripture or whatever you call it. That was one thing I was going to say. The other thing, I think you're terrific. And I think that you are a living example of what peace is all about, because you were really challenged and you maintained a sense of equanimity and peace inside you. I think that's the best thing anybody could ever see. What is a Muslim? A Muslim is a peacemaker, not a fighter, but a peacemaker. And the third thing that's very important, I have two sisters. And you know what their names are? Medina and Mecca.
Wow.
Really? How? I mean, I'm just kidding.
My mother was from Medina, Texas, and she named her daughter. Her name was Medina, and she named her daughter Medina. I guess she was on a roll, and after that, she went for Mecca.
But next one could be Jerusalem. Some other time, maybe.
Some other time. But I really, really enjoyed the presentation. You did a wonderful job.
Thanks a lot for coming. I hope you enjoyed meeting also with the Muslims.
I did, very much. I'm just really delighted to be a part of this. Welcome.
It's so awesome. We are so honored that our guest came over here. And are you taking any gift? You know, we have some gift bags over there. Oh, We have three left up there. Yeah. So thanks again for coming. And come back any other time, by the way.
And what you're saying,
may God guide and bless you.
Yes.
I'm glad I was invited to this interview, too, which I'll shortly give to him. But I completely agree with you. I'm a retired university professor of history and languages, and I knew something about Islam, but mainly in the West here. And this gentleman is of superb knowledge, and I know he knows languages well. I'm so glad I got to come here, even in my last years, because I particularly like and ask the question about women in Medina, to show that women, I said this long ago in my classes, women need to be up in government, up in etc. And the Prophet did that 1,700 years ago. And also, I'm so impressed by what you talked about in the audience, that The Prophet's point of view and what he actually did, he gave women, and when they had to flee Mecca into Medina, jobs, support, respect, and etc. American women need to know this, because we really come in our culture, and I'm glad you showed that. In our culture, despite we're Christianity, and we are a bunch of people who still have the idea, man, it's this way, you have to do it that way. And women fought very hard to win what they finally won. And I hope, I am both pleased and alarmed that it's taking our Muslim friends to bring to women just how important they've been in history. Thank you for inviting me to speak. I'm delighted to see you.
Thank you. Hopefully see you again.
Oh, I'm
again
sure you will.
To come and visit us.
And I love the whole history, you know, going back to the university so long, 7th century, 8th century. And, you know, I think you gave a wonderful anchor of the importance of Muslims in the development, not just of the United States, but all over the world, you know, the history of that. So it was just,
and we need
wonderful.
That. So I think the main gist of today's presentation is, you know, do not take Islam from the culture or Fox News or fake news.
Right.
If you want to know about Islam, come to the mosque, meet with Muslims who practice Islam.
Right.
You know, read the Quran, read into the noble life of Muhammad, peace be upon him. And then you would see that Islam stands for morality and justice, the oneness of God, the same God who created us. And he wants us to live as brothers and sisters.
Wonderful presentation. Very hospitable, generous people. Thank you so much.
Thanks again for coming.
Yes.
May God guide and bless you.
He does. Oh,